Welcome to New Generation Church with our pastor, Eddie Garcia.
So, I thank God for Pastor Eddie. He's been a blessing to my life since I've come back to the Lord. It hasn't been easy, but yes, I love him. Amen, because he's the man of God that God placed in my life to work under his leadership and to grow. How many of you guys know that it's important to have accountability? Amen. At work, you have a boss, right? Well, in the kingdom, it's no different. There's people that God puts in authority that they steward your life, your spiritual life, to teach you, to impart, to correct you. Hello, somebody. To bring to your attention things when you're getting off course, when you're losing focus. And sometimes we don't like it, but it's necessary for our life to get to the destiny that God has for us, to get to where God wants us to go. So I thank God for him, and I thank God for this church, because since I came to this church, you guys embraced me. I a lot of you guys know I came broken. I was bound. I was addicted to drugs. But when I came to this church, I felt God's presence, and the church helped me to rehabilitate myself without having to go back to a rehab center. Amen. And I thank God, because God has been faithful and God has been sharpening me. How many say amen? It's going to make sense right now. Just remember that word, sharpen. Amen. Sharpening. God is going to continue to sharpen his people. He's going to continue to teach us, to show us what he wants from us, what it is that he's called us to do. Amen. So God, brothers and sisters, sometimes he puts us through certain things in our lives that we don't understand, you know, but he has a plan and a purpose behind it all. How many can say amen? So don't worry if you're here today. You're here for a reason. You're not here just because. God has a word for you this morning. I feel a heaviness on this message. I've shared it once before, and I'm going to share it again here at this church. I've never shared it in English, so bear with me, because I usually do it bilingual, so I'm going to try not to run off and speak in Spanish. I'm going to try to stay just in English. But the title of the message is Leave Your Mark. Amen. Leave your mark. Tell your neighbor, leave your mark. Now ask them, are you leaving your mark? Are you leaving your mark? God has called us, church, to leave our mark. He's called us for such a time as this. God is preparing you to leave a mark when you leave this earth, when God calls you home. What mark will you have left behind? Will they say he was a good man of God? She was a good woman of God. What mark are you leaving behind? Are you imparting? Are you leaving a fingerprint in others? God has called his church. God has called you and I to leave our mark. Amen. I got two pencils right here. Two pencils. One pencil is a good pencil. It's a number two pencil. It's an authentic pencil. This pencil is used to take tests. The number two pencil, right? If you don't take if you don't use a number two pencil, well, before it used to be at IVC or high school, you would take a test, and if you didn't have a number two pencil, they wouldn't be able to scan your tests. In other words, you would fail the test, because if you use this pencil over here is an imitation. And this is an American pencil right here, number two. It's authentic. But this pencil over here, it's a imitation. This pencil was made in China. They're the same. They both can leave a mark. But one is the real deal. This is made from redwood. Amen. This is a good pencil. It's more expensive than the pencil from China. Right? Even though they both can write, even though they can both leave a mark, but one is real and the other one is fake. How many say amen? And every pencil has what? An eraser. Right? Every pencil has an eraser. And it's what? Red. Red is the symbol of the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. The fake pencil has an eraser as well. But those of you guys that have used pencils that are fake, the 99 cent Mickey Mouse pencils, what's the difference between the number 2 pencil and the Mickey Mouse pencil when you erase? It breaks. Some said it leaves a mess. That's right. It smears. The fake pencil will smear. The fake pencil will make a mess. But the real deal will remove any marks that are incorrect. The real deal will make the difference, will cleanse away anything that is wrong and any mistakes that you have made. That's why it is red. It's symbolic of the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses our sin. He doesn't smear our sin away. He removes it. He cleanses it. And nobody else can see it. God's called NGC Church to be the real deal. God's called you and I to leave our mark. How many can say amen? I know the Lord is already speaking. Anybody know what this is right here? This is a sharpener. You need these. You need these in your life. You need sharpeners. The sharpener sharpens the pencil. The sharpener makes the pencil sharper. If the pencil is not sharpened, it cannot write. It can't leave its mark. It's dull. It won't leave anything. But if you have a pencil sharpener, the pencil sharpener will sharpen the pencil. Why? Because what's inside of you is what leaves the mark on this earth. What's inside of you is what makes a difference. It doesn't matter how good you look on the outside. What's important is what's inside of you. And praise God, because at NGC we have a sharpener named Eddie Merino. How many can praise God? We have a sharpener that sharpens us. And if he doesn't sharpen us, there's another pastor called Jesus Christ that's going to sharpen you, that's going to cut you, that's going to bring you to your destiny, that's going to bring the best that's inside of you. He's going to bring it out. There's another sharpener called Efraín Lopez that'll sharpen you every now and then. Amen. And there's another sharpener called Eddie G. Amen. That every now and then I'm going to have to sharpen you. I'm going to cut you. But because not because I want to hurt you. Because I want what's the best that's inside of you to come out. I want you to grow. I want you to leave your mark. And we have other pastors. We have Pastor Oscar Andalon in Hopeville that is sharpening people over there to leave their mark on this earth. We have another pastor in Mexicali, Gerardo Munoz, that is sharpening people in Mexico for the glory of God, because we want the people to come to their potential. God's called us, church, to leave our mark. I'm going to read something real quick. It's the parable of the pencil. It's not something that I wrote. It's something that I read, and I read it and I liked it, and I'm going to share it with you. So in other words, it's not authentic to me, so I don't want to take credit for it. Amen. It sounds good, though. It says, the parable of the pencil. An old pencil maker set a pencil aside just before putting it in a box to send it to a customer. He told the pencil, before I send you out into the world, I want to tell you 6 things you should know. He told the pencil, always remember and never forget them. You will become the best pencil you can be if you do these 6 things. Number one, if you're writing them down, if you're writing notes right now, it's a good time to write it down. Number one, I'm going to come back and I'm going to touch each and every one of them with a biblical reference. Number one, you can do many wonderful things, but only if you let somebody guide you. I'm going to say it again if you're writing it down. You can do many wonderful things, but only if you let someone guide you. Number two, you will experience painful sharpening from time to time, but you will need it to become a better pencil. Are we tracking? Number three, you will be able to correct any mistakes you make. Number four, the most important part of you will always be what's inside of you. Number five, you must leave a mark on every surface you use it on. Regardless of the conditions, you must always keep writing. How many say amen? And the last one, remember that if you break, you can always be sharpened and write again. I'm going to say that again. Remember that if you break, you can always be sharpened and write again. The pencil listened and understood and promised to remember the teacher's words and to think, and thanks to this, it ended up in an area with a goal marked in his heart. Remember, church, your worth is not determined by what you have, but what's inside of you. This is an analogy of the pencil. Thank you, Eddie. I don't know if you guys noticed, but Eddie's always right there. He's always ready to get my coat. Give the Lord a clap offering for Eddie Merino Jr. Thank you, Eddie. Amen. He's preparing. Amen. He's catching the mantle. Amen. Remember, your worth is not determined by what you have, but what's inside of you. Imagine life as a pencil, which becomes duller and duller until it can no longer draw anything. Then death comes. And hopefully you have enough time before the worst happens to reflect and put things right. It's like sharpening a pencil to use it again. Amen. That was the introduction. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you, my God, for calling us, for choosing us, for picking us out, Lord God, to leave our mark on this earth. Lord, bless your word. Bless this message, Father God. Bless your congregation. Lord, thank you, God, for speaking to us, Lord, that you've called us for such a time as this, that we may leave our mark on this earth, that we may leave our mark on our children and our grandchildren, that we may leave a mark, Father God, that when we get to the end, Lord God, that we would say, Well done, faithful servant. We thank you, my God, for your calling. We thank you, my God, because you've chosen us. You've picked out pencils in this church to leave a mark. Lord, I pray for those watching on Facebook, those watching on YouTube, those listening, Lord, through the radio, Father God, that you would touch their hearts, that you would speak to their lives, Father God, and that they would know without a shadow of a doubt that it's you speaking to their hearts, that you have called each and every one of us to leave a mark here on this earth. We pray, Father God, for your anointing. We pray, Lord God, for your blessing upon your people. In Jesus' mighty name, and God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. Tell your neighbor, buckle up, buttercup. God has called you, church. God has called each and every one of us. John 10:28 says, remember that you're in God's hands, and I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. God, it's important, church, whose hands you're in. You can do many wonderful things, but only if you allow yourself to be held by someone's hands. Remember that you are in God's hands. You are a pencil in the hands of God. You are a pencil that God wants to use to leave a mark. It's important whose hands you are in. It makes all the difference in the world whose hands you are in. Thank God that we are in God's hands. That we're no longer in the hands of the devil, the enemy. Now we're in the hands of a living God that is using us to impact the next generation for the kingdom of heaven. Thank God that we're in God's hand, that God is using us to shine the light in the midst of darkness. Thank God that we are the salt on the earth, that God is using us to give flavor to this world. How many say amen in his house? Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. If that was for me, that's fine. But if it's for the King, I think we can do better than that. We're in God's hands, church. Number two, from time to time, you will experience painful sharpening. But you will need it to become a better pencil. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, from time to time, and the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be qualified to teach others also. 2 Timothy Chapter 2, verse 2. So from time to time, you will experience painful sharpening, but you will need it to become a better pencil. You see, when you're doing something for God's kingdom, when you are leaving your mark, when you're working for the Lord, there comes a point where your sharpness, it gets dull from writing. It gets dull from usage. It gets dull from walking the walk. Not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. So you become dull. Hello, somebody. Have anybody ever experienced discouragement? Like, you know what? I don't want to be in God's house. Today, I don't want to go to prayer. Today, I don't want to go to discipleship. Oh, man, another fellowship. And we become dull. We lose our sharpness. But thank God that we have a sharpener that sharpens us, that cuts us, that brings out the best in us. Because from time to time, you will become dull. But thank God that you have a house. You have a church where you can go and you can be sharpened again. And the sharpening will make you a better pencil. The sharpening will make you a better person so that you can continue to write. So that you can continue to leave your mark on others. You know what's a good telltale sign of losing your sharpness and becoming dull? There's no more joy. You don't smile no more. You've become dull. It hurts even to smile because you see other people smile. And they're joyful. And because you're dull, it hurts to smile. The joy is no longer there. So you need to be sharpened. That's why you're here this morning. You didn't come to look good. You didn't come to see how well I preach or how well I teach. You came because you have an appointment that's divine from the Holy Spirit. And he's here this morning and he's here to sharpen you. Even though it hurts to hear my words, God is working in your life. He's sharpening you. He's removing that bitter, that anger. He's removing those things that are hindering the flow of the Holy Spirit in your life. He's sharpening his church because we got more in us. We have more in us. Don't settle for what you have. God has more. And it's inside of you, but he has to sharpen you. He has to bring it out. He has to extract it from within you because God already gave it to you. You don't need to go look for it somewhere else. It's already in you. God needs to sharpen you to bring it out. That's why you go through painful situations. Because in the pain, he's processing you. He's sharpening you. He's taking you to your destiny. He's taking you to your blessing. It's not in vain what you're going through. Don't think that it's over. It's just the beginning. God has more and better for you. Surround yourself around faithful men and women of God that are qualified to teach others. It matters whose hands you're in, and it matters who's around you. Amen.
Dijo Carlos Haragan, ¿sigo o pago? Can I continue or I stop?
Amen. Let's continue. 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But you have carefully followed my teaching, my lifestyle, my purpose, my faith, my patience, my love, my perseverance, my persecution and afflictions I suffered in Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. The Lord delivered me from all them, from them all. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But wicked men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in what you have conceived, knowing from whom you have learned it, that from your childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation. Paul writing to Timothy, Paul reminding Timothy, you know what? Remember, even though you get around fake pencils, remember that you're authentic. Remember that you're the real deal. Remember that God called you and that God is going to use you. Yeah, you got to be careful, church, because there's fake pencils out there. Hay lápices Mickey Mouse. There's Mickey Mouse pencils. But you know what? God is raising a new generation of real pencils. Number two pencils that are authentic. That God is sharpening. That God is going to use to impact the Imperial Valley. And we're not just impacting the Imperial Valley Church. We're impacting Mexico as well. God's called us to go into Mexico, to go into Arizona, to go into other countries. Why? Because the work is plentiful, but the labors are few. God's looking for more pencils to leave their mark. 2 Corinthians. Oh, hold on, I'll read that right now. Number three. You'll be able to correct any mistakes that you make. Number three, you'll be able to correct any mistakes that you make. Anybody here ever make a mistake? Let's be genuine. Come on, let's be real. I've made lots of them. Amen. Lift up one hand. Anybody that's made a mistake. Anybody that made two mistakes, lift up two hands. Anybody that made three mistakes, lift up two hands and a foot. Anybody that's made four mistakes, lift up two hands and 2 feet. Amen. Everybody in the house, we've all messed up. Amen. But thank God that even though that we've messed up, even though that we've had failures, even though we've messed up royally. I was going to say something else, but I don't want to get in trouble. God forgives us. God forgive. Never think that you've messed up so bad that God cannot forgive you. God forgives. That's why he died on the cross, for the forgiveness of sin. God redeems. God restores. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. It doesn't matter how much you've messed up or what mistake you've done. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. He is waiting with open hands, ready, waiting to forgive. The story of the prodigal son, it says that the father was waiting for the son to come home to receive him with open arms. It says that when he seen the son coming, he ran towards the son, and he ran and he grabbed him, he hugged him, he kissed him. Why? Because the lost son had come home. The lost son had returned back to his house. He knew he needed to be sharpened. The lost son knew that he was dull. He knew that maybe he was broken. He couldn't write no more. But he recognized. He said, "No, Father." He said, "I am not worthy." He said, "I am not worthy to be restored, to be forgiven. I am not worthy to be royalty anymore. Just make me one of the servants." Don't forget who you are. Don't forget who you are, church. It doesn't matter what you're going through. That does not determine your future. That does not determine your destiny. God's called you for more. And God restored the lost son, the prodigal. He was sharpened and he was put back where he belonged. And that's all that it takes, church, is for us to recognize, to ask for forgiveness, and God restores. Hello, somebody. If I was preaching this message at the rehab center, everybody would be yelling, "Praise the Lord, hallelujah." Because at the rehab center, there's a point where you're there because you recognize that you need to break your addiction. And the thing that sometimes in the churches, we feel that because we don't have an addiction, that we're better than others,
That we don't, because we don't have an addiction to alcoholism or drugs, that we think that we've arrived and that we're good. Hello, somebody. That's the sharpening. I know it hurts. Just because we wear suits and a tie and Stacey Adams, we think that we're better than thou. No. Hallelujah. Remember the Mickey Mouse pencil. It looks like the real deal. It looks like it from the outside. And sometimes there's people in the church, hello, that look like the real deal. Can I preach this? Can I preach this? There's people that say they're leaving their mark, but they're not. Son Mickey Mouse. Son de China. They're from China. They're fake. Hello. Aquí no, not here. Over there. Not here at, I was gonna say at the other church, but I don't right here. God's looking for real. For genuine, for authentic. It doesn't, don't forget who you are, church. Don't forget that God has called you to leave your mark. Don't get tired. Allow the Holy Spirit to continue the work in you. Don't stop coming to church. Don't stop being involved. Don't stop going to the fellowships. Continue to persevere, even though sometimes it feels like mundane. Ooh, I could hear a pin drop in the house of God. Even though sometimes you get tired, continue. Allow God to sharpen in you. Allow God to make you sharp again so that you can be used. God wants to use you. Remember that it's not about you and I. It's about others. It's about my children. It's about my grandchildren. It's about my neighbors. It's about those that don't know Jesus Christ. Number four, the most important thing about you will always be what's inside of you. I'm going to read it again. The most important thing about you will always be what's inside of you. You know that God has deposited in you everything that you need. Everything that you're going to become, God has already deposited in you. But you need to draw it out. You need to allow mentors, teachers, others to help you draw it out. You need to allow yourself to be in the right hands to bring out the potential within you. Potential means unexplored power. So you need to allow others and you yourself, us, we need to bring out the best within us. Amen. Ahora sí, everybody got serious. No more amens, no more glory to God's. Hello, somebody. Am I in the right church? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The old already passed away. The sin from the past is in the past. Don't go there no more. Leave it there. Don't bring it up. Even though people want to bring it up, you say, you know what? Ya sabes que ya estuvo. It's in the past. It's before. We're living today. I'm not going to let something that I did that God forgave me for you to use it against me. If Jesus set me free, you need to set me free too. In Jesus' name. Man, you guys missed the perfect opportunity to give the Lord a clap offering. Because Jesus set us free, church. Now we're in Christ. The old has passed away. The new has become. The new has come. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his stature, for I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as man sees.
Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. It looks good, but it's not good. It's fake. This one right here, it don't look so good. It's yellow. Who wants a yellow pencil? Right? But it's real. It's the number two. It's made in America. It's authentic. It's real. It's more expensive. And it leaves a better mark. And it also erases better. That's you. You're that pencil. You're the authentic pencil. You're the genuine pencil. God wants to use you to leave your mark. Not just to look good on the outside. Not just to give a good appearance. But he wants to bring out what's in you. He wants to break you. He wants to bring that sincerity within you. He wants to bring it out. Don't be scared to tell somebody you love them. Don't be afraid to tell somebody, you know what, can I help you? What can I do for you? Why? Because that's what's coming out from within you. From inside of you, to give somebody some money for lunch. To give somebody, to bless somebody with whatever you want to bless them. But there comes a time and a point where God places those things in your heart because he's sharpening you. He wants to bring it out from within you to be good to others. Hello. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So that's why you have good thoughts. That's why you have good desires, because God is in you. Because the Holy Spirit is moving inside of your heart to do good deeds, to do good deeds, to take action and make the difference, to leave your mark on this earth. Don't be embarrassed. Don't count yourself short. Don't count yourself out. God has more. Dios tiene más. You still have to write the best days of your life. You're still writing. You're still leaving your mark. God's using you. God's going to continue to use you. Okay, there's the first alarm. We're almost there. Let's keep going. Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. 1 Thessalonians 2:12 says that you may walk worthy of God who called you to his kingdom and glory. Philippians 3:14 says, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, Philippians 3:14. And the final one, number six, remember that even if you are broken, you can write again. I'm going to say it again. Number six, remember that even if you are broken, you can write again. It doesn't matter if you're broke, you're in the right place. God's going to sharpen you. And God's going to continue to sharpen you. And the pastors are going to help God sharpen you. They're going to build you up so that you can become a better person. So that you can become the better you that God has called to be. You know, there's many ways that God sharpens us. That God, some of you guys, God has called you to sharpen yourself. To go back to school. To go back to college. To go back to prepare yourself for a better job. But yet sometimes we leave everything up to God. Hello.
We say, I want better. But what actions are you taking to make things better? How are you sharpening yourself? How long are you going to leave it off? Yes, you're maybe a stay-home dad or mom, but it doesn't mean that you can't take an online class. Hello? Or take a sewing class or something. Sharpen yourself so that you can knit blankets for the homeless in the winter that's coming. But you have to think outside of yourself. Hello? We have to sharpen ourselves as well. Why? Because God has chosen the foolish things of this world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to put to shame the things which are mighty. Don't count yourself short. Don't count yourself out. God wants to continue to sharpen you. God wants to use you. How many want to be sharpened by God? Raise your hand. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Let's stand to our feet.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.